Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 78. In this episode, I'll discuss my secret to learning, recalling, and applying pharmacotherapy knowledge to patient care, correlating mechanism of action to the pathophysiology of disease. I'll be sharing three examples of how to do this, and if you check out the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode78, you can get a free PDF emailed to you with five additional examples. Earlier in my career, I noticed that most physicians and some other more experienced clinicians seem to have this natural ability to apply their knowledge to any patient scenario, no matter how complex. I often wondered, how can I do that? So I began to observe, talk with them, and study these clinicians and how they analyze and act when caring for a patient. After a careful study, I've arrived at a method to learn, recall, and apply pharmacotherapy knowledge to patient care. I call this method Pharmacy Joeism number 8, correlate mechanism of action to pathophysiology of disease. The moment I figured this out, I gave myself a swift kick in the pants, because back in pharmacy school, I completely blew off my anatomy and physiology class. I wanted to jump right into the pharmacy stuff, and physiology didn't seem that relevant to me. Perhaps my first clue should have been the subtitle on DePiro's pharmacotherapy book, which was required text by my college, A Pathophysiologic Approach. But alas, this was lost in my youthful inexperience. Now that I have deliberately studied pathophysiology and explored how drug mechanisms of action work from this point of view, I find I am able to do the following with relative ease. Number one, anticipate indications and contraindications for new medications. Number two, correctly apply pharmacotherapy principles to any patient case, even if I have never encountered a particular combination of disease states before. And number three, remember things that I have learned and apply them to the next patient without having to look it up every time. Let's dive in to some classic examples of this technique of learning by correlating pathophysiology to mechanism of action. The first is atrial fibrillation. In AFib, the electrical impulses generated by the sinoatrial node are overwhelmed by disorganized electrical impulses originating elsewhere in the atria. This leads to irregular and often rapid ventricular contraction. A basic review of cardiac conduction is that impulses start in the atria, travel through the atrioventricular node, then through the bundle branches to the Purkinje fibers, which generates ventricular contraction. The AV node is a convenient bottleneck for all those disorganized impulses. And we've got some meds that work by slowing conduction through the AV node. Beta blockers, non-dihydropyridine calcium channel blockers, and digoxin. So now it's no surprise that these are the meds we can use for rate control in AFib. Taking a step further, we can tell that the disorganized impulses of AFib mean that there is no defined contraction of the atria. This in turn means that there is no atrial kick. With the atria not contracting uniformly, blood can pool in areas of the atria. Basic pathophysiology of blood is that when blood pools, blood clots. This knowledge allows us to remember an important indication and contraindication with regards to AFib. First, patients with AFib are at higher risk of stroke due to blood pooling and clotting in the atria, and anticoagulation may be indicated. And next, using electricity to cardiovert a patient out of chronic AFib is contraindicated due to the risk of embolizing a clot from the atria to systemic circulation when the atrial kick resumes. All this knowledge is easily internalized for future application simply by remembering basic pathophysiologic concepts. Next is diabetic ketoacidosis and hyperkalemia. How could these two disease states possibly be related? Let's find out by exploring the mechanism of action of insulin. In the presence of glucose, insulin forces glucose, potassium, and water inside cells. This explains why immediately treating elevated blood glucose from DKA with insulin could lead to cardiovascular collapse. Thinking about the mechanism of action and pathophysiology makes it clear why. All of that glucose will pull water from the intravascular space into the intracellular space when insulin is given. This will result in severely reduced blood volume and potentially catastrophic consequences. Now it should be clear why adequate fluid resuscitation and not insulin should be the immediate priority when caring for a patient with DKA. You can check out pharmacyjoe.com/episode66 for more on DKA. Now, where does hyperkalemia fit in? Insulin, given with dextrose to prevent hypoglycemia, will bring potassium into the cell, where it cannot adversely affect the electrical conduction of the heart. This is a temporary shift in the potassium location, but will buy enough time for a definitive plan to remove excess potassium from the patient. For example, dialysis or administration of an anion exchange resin. And you can check out pharmacyjoe.com/episode34 for more details on hyperkalemia treatment. So did you notice something else with the above examples? Thinking in terms of pathophysiology and mechanism of action naturally lends itself to being able to understand multiple concepts at once. Ever since I've been focusing on retraining myself to think this way, I find remembering and applying pharmaceutical care concepts gets progressively easier. Be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode78, where you can get a PDF emailed to you with 5 additional examples of correlating mechanism of action to pathophysiology of disease. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.